us a recap and an overview of our financial health, things we should be doing better, things we, you know, should be forecasting, and whatever Mike thinks his assistants to kind of ask over to do better. And if anybody, do you know everybody? Probably not. Maybe you should just go around.
No,
and,
I don't.
You see Jeffrey yourself, Patrick McCullough?
Yeah.
And then Gale Finch.
I'm going to go over the last year's AUD, basically, which is the financial report that gets filed with the state controller's office. We were here today, Kirsten, we went through January through May, looking at the numbers, you know, where she was. She does a very good job with your books. We had a few journal entries, nothing major. We resolved some questions she had. Right now you look like things are good through May. It's kind of early to tell where you're going to end up. Usually, you know, that's October or August, September time frame. You know, right before we're doing the budget, we have at least 8 months worth. We can kind of project the last 4 months of the year based on what we've done and history. So, overall, you know, for 2020, the financial health of the town is good. I won't say excellent. You know, there are some issues in my mind. Your debt, your current debt to equity ratio, excluding the sewer debt, which is about $10 million, is 2-to-1. So you have about $1 million of what they call non-exempt debt, which factors into your debt ratio, and about $2 million worth of unassigned, unappropriated fund balance. So that, you know, it would be better if that ratio were 3-to-1 or better. 2-to-1's not bad, but you guys do carry a lot of debt, and you have very little reserves. Something Dale and I were talking about earlier today. You know, maybe in doing the budget going forward, we ought to start looking at some of the different reserves for either equipment, or capital improvements, which can be used for buildings and some other things, and start reserving 50, 100,000, whatever, you know, we can get into the budget, so it's not a significant, you know, tax implication. You know, once we get it in there, then every year you can continue to fund it, and you can start building up some reserve. So if you need to do, which is the other thing that we need to address, is you know, some long-range planning, 3 to 5 years out, what you believe you're going to need to do, equipment-wise, building-wise, and, you know, and then we can figure out how much we need to establish a reserve for, or maybe a couple different reserves. You know, and start doing some of that long-range planning, so maybe you're not bonding as much. I mean, right now, interest rates are cheap. Before I came over, I was looking at another town that we just got a proposal to refinance some 2012 debt that was at 3% interest rate, and these guys are telling us now they can get us at, you know, somewhere between 1.25 and 1.5. You know, that's a significant decrease in the interest rate, which works out to, on $4 million, it works out to, you know, almost $800,000 savings over the remaining life of the bond. Currently you have about $3.3 million in fund balance, of which 1.2 you can't spend. 900 of it is in the landfill, which can only be spent for the landfill closing costs and the other $300,000+ is in the permanent fund, which you can only spend interest. Now we're looking into what made up that permanent fund, so we can see if there's anything, if there was any restrictions on it or any limitations which will allow us to kind of move that from the permanent, you know, into something that we could spend. Otherwise, you know, it's sitting there. A big chunk of it is sitting in the bank account, and there's like $85,000, I think, in an investment account. If we can only spend the interest, we may want to look at some opportunities to change, you know, it's in a bank account getting, I don't remember what the interest rate was, but it wasn't very significant. It was only
10 basis points probably.
Yeah, it was only $100+ worth of interest for the first 5 months. So, and there was like $1,700 worth of income from the investment account that had $85,000 in it. So we may want to look at maybe reinvesting some of that money that's sitting in the checking account or safe money market account to try to generate some more income for you. So that leaves, you know, fund balance, available fund balance to spend at 2.1, which, you know, lines up with the debt to equity ratio. You know, you got $1 million worth of unsecured debt. Now, there is no hard and fast rule for fund balance. I always get that question. You know, what should our fund balance be? The state has a bulletin out. It's just a reasonable amount based on your particular need. They don't put a number on it or a percentage because every town is different. I kind of have a rule of thumb of my own, which is about 6 months worth of operating expenses. It's kind of what you should have in your fund balance. Especially highway, one bad year of snow, and you could wipe out your entire highway fund balance. And you guys have been using about $100,000 of your highway fund balance to balance the budget, which is okay to keep taxes down, not really okay as a long-range plan, but we can talk about some other options to do something there. So if we use 6 months worth of fund balance, you guys should have about $2.7 million worth of fund balance. You're at 2.1, about $600,000 short. In reality, the general fund is about $1 million short of that 6 months number. And some of the other funds have a surplus. So that's where we're coming up with, you know, being short $600,000. I would recommend that we start looking at doing some things in the general fund. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I assume the first 4 or 5 months spending was pretty much down compared to prior years because we were still under some of the COVID restrictions. But I don't know what's going to happen the remaining of the, you know, remainder of this year. I don't want the town to just say, oh, well, you know, let's do everything we need to do. We're opening back up. We have to fiscally be a little bit responsible here and try to build that fund balance up a little bit in the general fund. You know, we can have a conversation. If somebody thinks 6 months is too much, it might be. Like I said, that's my number. That's kind of doing 32 years of accounting, significant in amount in towns, villages, municipals. That's just kind of where we felt an average number was.
We've always had that problem. The A fund never being as healthy as DB. Mm-hmm. DB is always healthy.
Yes. your DB fund, in reality, has about a $36,000 surplus. There's $875 in fund balance, but only $680 that's in unassigned. The other piece is assigned or appropriated because you're using $100,000 to balance the budget. And then there's a couple of reserves in there. So you're on a 6 months would be $644. You know, so you got a little surplus in the DB fund. So we may want to take a year or two and put some more tax into the A fund and less tax in the DB fund, so that your tax rate stays the same or relatively stays the same. You know, and then we can kind of build that up a little bit. You know, that's an option. I'm a big supporter of when I budget expenditures at as realistic as we can get them. And then I try to be conservative on the revenue side. So then any extra revenue that comes in automatically falls to fund balance. And we kind of build up fund balance. So we try to get expenses as tight as we can. But
right. And that has to regulate a little bit of our issue on the aid fund, because our revenues may or may not have been a little optimistic.
And that's really what happens a lot of times is, you know, you're trying to control the tax rate. You don't want the taxes to go up significantly. I understand that as a taxpayer and in doing a lot of this. But it costs money to operate the town, you know, and the 2% cap that the governor put on, you know, sometimes it's not realistic, you know, when your insurance is going up 13% or, you know, if there's a stock market blip, which everybody says is coming, you're going to take a significant hit in the employer's retirement system. And there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they're going to say, here's what your bill is, and you have to pay. You know, and what are you going to do? You're either going to take it out of fund balance, or you're going to make some adjustments on some other expenditures. You know, but you don't get that bill until November. They give an estimate out in October. You don't get the bill until late November, early December, and it's got to be paid by December 31st to take advantage of the discount, February 1st if you want to pay the full amount.
I think we're in like the 250 range in there, aren't we, Kirsten?
Yeah.
250,000.
So, I mean, but, you know, like I said, if the stock market takes a blip, the state could come in and they could come and say, okay, you owe us 325. You know, I mean, that's a defined benefit plan, and they just tell you, the rates are kind of set. They've been averaging around 15%, but they could just come in and say, hey, we need 25. It's happened before. You know, when the market crashed in 08, you know, there were some big numbers that came out on the retirement system. So just, you know, that's where the fund balance comes into play. You're able to absorb some of that. We talked a little bit about a long-range plan. You really need to sit down and look at the buildings, the equipment. Those are the two major things, and what needs to be done, what you would like to do. Equipment-wise, you know, you guys seem to be bonding trucks on a regular basis, which is fine. Sometimes they can go a little longer. You know, you can bond them for 5 years. When you pay it off, doesn't mean you have to go out and buy a new one. You know, assuming that it's still in good condition and you can get another couple of years out of, then you can, that money that you were using to pay the bond, you flip into the equipment reserve, you know, and you squirrel it away. So then when you go to buy one, maybe you have $100,000 you can put down on it. And instead of bonding $350 or $250 or $450, you know, you got $100,000 that you can utilize for.
Yeah. I mean, the most recent bond was for 2 big trucks that we keep for 10 years. So.
Yeah, well, and that we have a very aging fleet. The ambulance we roll over, so this way, when 5 years goes, that vehicle is at about 120,000 miles,
right? Right.
So it's time to get rid of it. And, you know, I think our oldest one's a 98.
Yeah, that's with the ambulance. That's a detriment in the A fund because of the cost of the equipment.
And the same with the highway, there's so many pieces of equipment out there.
Yep.
We just bought 2 brand new trucks. Once those are paid off, we're probably going to have to get a loader, a grade all, or a backhoe.
I have a couple of towns that have joined together and done an intermunicipal purchase, where 3 towns actually drew up a contract. And they purchased a loader, a grader, and a roller together. And they, you know, someone schedules it out to be worked on. You're responsible for the maintenance. Why, you know, you're using it, you know, for this week or whatever.
Unfortunately, since we're the biggest town, it always doesn't. Town doesn't work. The little guys love to do that.
Right.
We're the biggest town, so we're the ones that need the most often. But like I said, that big bond for the big trucks.
Yeah,
the
450.
5 years.
Okay.
So,
I can tell you.
Yeah, we took that for 7.
Did you?
Yeah, with the hopes that we could have it possibly in mind.
Yeah, the 450 was 10 or 12, 10, 20, and it matures February 10, 2027.
I mean, I'm interested in this year. I told George we've got to have the ambulance. I don't know if he said he bought, I don't know, 3 or 5 years or 2 or 5 on some kind of location.
We just bought 2 years
ago. Yeah. I mean, at $160,000, we could run and get 5 of the ambulances within 7 years. Still have to put away roughly, you know, 114. But even if we can put a, you know, in that ambulance, if you get a reserve fund for that, even if you put 50 or 75,000 in there per year, it's going to definitely be a big buffer for us to go into the next.
Right.
Ideally, if we can put 114 or 110 in there, then every 18 months, frankly, you can almost buy an ambulance.
Yeah, I mean, so I brought. For you, I don't know if you have one. This is the state drill book on reserves. Tells you what the different reserves are, what the purpose of them, how you form them, whether you need a permissive referendum or not, and then how you get money out of them to expend. So I'll leave this with you guys. If we start looking at reserves, we can have a informed conversation as to what ones you need, and because it doesn't make any sense to have to go to the taxpayers to ask to spend the money.
I think we might be in a better place this year, so we'll see. You know, depending on, again, it's all revenue based to our projections, especially in the A fund. But if we meet those goals or get close to what we want, then I think we may be in a much better position to have reserve fund money or. Because our mortgage taxes were, but again, that doesn't mean you spend into that, because that doesn't mean we're going to get a good mortgage tax.
Right, but you can take this year.
This is the time we can, get ahead and put some fund balance away before that rainy day.
But if you have a good mortgage tax year, you can take that surplus over and above what you were planning on and put that into a reserve account, because it's really a surplus. Instead of letting it drop to fund balance or, and then start establishing some of these reserves to, to help manage some of the budgets and the tax numbers.
I mean, I think we got enough places that we can reserve. It's just a matter of having money to reserve.
It seems every year our budget, we're not adding, we're cutting.
I understand. Health insurance?
Well, not just a buyout, whatever balance they have, the sick leave and vacation time could be. The next thing, you can write a check for $10,000 or something of that nature,
right?
Depending on how
Yeah, and those are the things that the fund balance is there to cover. You know, that's why I, you know, that's why I come up with a number of roughly 6 months worth of expenses to be able to cover things like that that you don't know. I mean, if they throw out an early incentive for retirement, you could have three or four people retire and, you know, all of a sudden you got to pay out $40,000, $50,000 in sick time. Do you know what that number is? Do you have an accrual?
Yeah, I think that was it a compensated?
Yeah, in the long term debt. I think it's a long-term debt.
I mean, in some situations, it's good because some folks don't have a balance. But we got to throw, you know, it's not bad because they're regular attendance, but it helps you long-term.
At the end of 2020, your compensated absence, which is payouts for sick time, vacation, whatever your contract said, was $263,000. You know, so I don't know how many employees are close to retirement or could have taken an early incentive.
Right. I think the 263, that's all the accrued balances that our employees have now for everybody.
Right. Right. If you close your doors.
No, that's not the good. No. Well, if everybody left today, that's what we would.
Right.
Of course it'll be a pretty low.
I mean, we got a couple that are going to be expensive. I mean, we got fortunate, I think, when I'm sure the people that retired didn't have a large balance of paid time off. So I think that was good. And it also helped us that we didn't hire those positions for a few months. So we saved, you know, some money and
right.
some of those funds. Right. But again, if you literally saved it within the DB, yeah. because that's where the employees came from.
Yeah. So, you know, that's all the notes that I touch on. We can certainly talk anything that you want regarding the finances. I believe you sent, do you email everybody a copy of the AUD?
Yes, I
did.
It was a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, if you're bored someday, you need to be put to sleep.
It reads bad, and it doesn't read well.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping and you want to, you know, touch base on it, you know, but you can certainly call me with questions or ask me about something that's in there. We can certainly, you know, get back to you and address any kind of concerns or questions. But
in any word, and we're going to look into that a little bit specifically on this infrastructure on the.
We talked about it this afternoon on what you can spend the pandemic money on. There is a guideline out as to what it can be spent on. I will find it. Couldn't put my fingers on it when I got back.
The one I saw was very vague.
Yeah. Right. It is kind of vague.
I think the guidance came out a little less.
Yeah.
One of the days.
Yeah. Last week or the first week in June, they came out with some more specific guidance. I know one of the guys in the office was talking about it. When I got back, he was gone. So I'll touch base with him, and I'll send it over to you as to what you can use, you know, utilize that money on. And hopefully, you guys are getting all your pass-through from the state, right?
We're getting pass-through from the state.
So hopefully you won't have to be audited, at least a full-blown audit. You might have to do a project audit, you know, and just account for how you spent that money to the state, almost like a grant audit.
Right. And like I say, with the county level, and they got theirs directly from the feds, they got a different.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to do a federal. Well, the county probably gets audited anyway.
Right.
So we don't have any idea what we're supposed to get there, do we?
They got their money.
Oh, the county got their.
The state's got to use it for a lot of those things.
You were thinking what, roughly around 8?
Yeah, because we got to split ours for
the village.
Yeah, but I thought it was 1.2, 8 coming to you guys and 4 to the village.
That's the last we heard.
But
they have up to 2 years to give us the full amount.
It's kind of like the PPP loans where you get money and then they kept changing the rules on how to spend it and what to do.
Right.
I mean, it was a nightmare all between all of that and all through tax season. You know, we're doing tax returns and they're changing the rules that, well, this isn't taxable now. You know, and then the state didn't go along with the Fed, so we had two different numbers. I mean, it was trying to hit a moving target. All year. So.
That was just like passing a lot of money you got from the federal government.
Yep.
So. Are we healthy enough to start doing the due-to-due rounds?
Yes. Yeah. And there's not a lot of due froms. There's three, but one you can't do. You don't have the money in the water account. In 2016, water overspent by roughly $1,800.
It was the water district.
The water district.
We had to pay Whiteman Osterman to start the district.
Oh,
so it's like an $1,800 bill that there was no district yet to charge taxes for.
Right.
So,
so the general fund
paid it.
With the A-fund. Is this MB? That district?
That we made for the village so they can...
Right, that was the agreement with the village council.
I mean, right now, the only thing you do in there is you get taxes to cover the debt, principal and interest. So what you're going to have to do on this next budget is budget an additional $1,800 in tax revenue there, bring that money in, and then pay back the general fund. Or you could say, screw it, we're going to absorb it in the general fund, and you know we'll do some book entries to make it go away. But the other two interfund transfers, the A fund owes the B fund roughly $52,000. And the B fund owes the DB $74,000. So right now, I mean, we're only 5 months in. Cash is, I don't know if I wrote down the cash balance as of today, but your cash is pretty strong. You got all your tax money in, and you haven't spent any of it yet. We should probably do those. I mean, those transfers have been hanging out for a while. The state... I'm sure we're going to get
questions.
When they get this, you know, well, they have this, they're going to reply about those interfund loans. They haven't changed. And they're going to say that, you know, they're meant to be short term, blah, 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 which is, you know, it's kind of a slap on the wrist. But
it doesn't hurt for us to clean. If we got the money in the A fund, we should shift it around.
And really, it's book entries because all the money's sitting in the multi-fund.
What you're doing is taking the number from this one and putting it on this one.
Yeah,
because the
money's still in the multi-fund bank account. All we're going to do is
put it in the right columns.
Right, it's moving.
Yeah.
Right. The money that B owes DB, is that for the Pennsylvania Avenue Bridge?
It might be. I'd have to go back.
Is
that from the spreadsheet. I feel like the money A owes B is from 2005.
Yeah, but I think that other one was from Pennsylvania Avenue Bridge.
2005 was Pennsylvania. When that washed out.
No, we did it again.
And we did it again, yeah, but the original one is Pennsylvania.
But if it's 15 plus years ago, God, we should.
Yeah.
We should wash this out.
We did
get the black board looking so better.
It's not like you're paying somebody, you're just moving it on the books from one line to the other. And this year, if somebody comes up short, you just move the money back.
Right.
You know, but we can show the state that it was paid in full, you know, it was paid off.
So what we have to do is have resolutions to make those.
Right, you got to do a resolution, and I can send you the numbers.
If you got those numbers, maybe we can do that at our next meeting.
They're actually, it's actually page 128 in the AUD.
Okay.
It shows 128. It shows who owes who.
Okay. It's going to make Kirsten's job a little easier.
She's been talking about that like 1605
for a while. I want to clean it up.
And then sometimes you feel like we have money in one of
that it's a real number, too.
Yeah, we talked today about one of the bank accounts. It's only got $733 in it. Mm-hmm.
It was called cement sewer renovation.
Right.
I don't know what
that is. And that's all been done. What I said is the next bond payment that you have to make or interest payment you make on that debt service, pull that $700 out of that account
and clear it.
Close it and use it to pay, you know, then throw in whatever else you need and use it to pay the rest of it. And that's one less account she has to deal with and reconcile. So,
any questions on the DA account? Or that's always
well, the question's always been, what can you use it for?
I have that answer for
it. Sitting there, but okay, what it's
we use it for town cleanups because that benefits everybody. I think that's how we use it.
Yeah, that's how we started using it.
Okay. DA is under Highway Law 141, accounts for revenues and expenses for all highway purposes. The major area of expenses are repairs, improvements, bridges, machinery, and snow miscellaneous. For towns with a village, Highway Law 277 requires that expenditures for repairs and improvements be financed by the area outside of the village. Okay, and then expenditures for machinery, snow, miscellaneous can be financed by the area outside the village if the board so elects. So you can use for snow removal, machinery, snow removal, and other miscellaneous expenses, you can charge those through DB if you want, or you can charge them through DA. Improvements, road improvements, repairs, bridges, machinery, all has to go through DA. Or no, DB.
DB,
and the other one is DA. Yeah. So I'll leave this to this kind of talks about all the funds that you have and what the purpose is. But you're having the A and the B fund, you know, kind of shows you what expenses you can do. So I'm going to give these both to you.
Or snow removal. We'll get one out of the village right back. We can use that for snow removal.
Outside the village.
DA's for outside the village?
Yeah, DA's outside the village.
DB.
DA is inside, DB is
inside the village. So like, exactly.
That's what
we're talking about.
We don't do anything inside the village for snow removal.
Yeah, but like when they had that snowstorm over the weekend, you guys were there during the when they used overtime and they had the snow blowers going up and down Main Street.
We didn't have the time though.
I thought the town was here one weekend.
During regular hours.
Well, even that actually did it. I guess, but you know. Because we got like a $60,000 balance on that.
Correct. And the last year there was like $2,000 worth of expenses.
We can have two cleanup days then.
That's what we need to clean up.
Yep. We'll have one in the summer, one in the fall, like we used to do.
Yeah, it was like $60,000 or that, $63,000 something like that.
Yeah, we used to.
Spring and fall.
Yeah.
Or more leaf pickup. That's true.
There's not many trees. How many trees in the
village?
Like I said, if you have a question comes up, you can give me a call.
We can talk to the budget time.
Right, budget time, we'll get together. And, but a lot of that hopefully we can have hashed out before we actually have our, you know, our full-fledged budget meetings. If we can work that out with the committee people ahead of time and find out what the wants and what the needs are. Maybe sometimes we hash that around pretty well.
Yeah, which are always two different things, wants and needs are.
It's all. It's not unique to
Pantheon. No, it's not. So, all right. Well, if there's no other questions, then.
Okay. Appreciate you coming.
We're gonna take off.
Spending some time with us. And have a good day off tomorrow.
Yeah. I will. We'll probably be back in probably sometime in September. To do through August, so we can have some good numbers. For budget time, and then you know, January, February, we'll wrap up the year end again. And if something comes up, just call me or Tiffany.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I get out of that?
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Get out that one. Bye.
Here's goes amongst the things. She goes, Dad, you got jumper cable? She's jumping people's floors and putting the park on. She wanted to get her one to go up on his own. Wow. I'm trying to get over the phone to So we got a couple of resolutions, I believe, too. So we'll start with those. Cement sewer building for July through December. Whereas the biannual cement sewer user fee for the second half of 2021 will be due commencing on July 1st, 2021. Whereas the user fee for the second half of the year will be $297.75 per unit. So therefore, we, Catskill Town Board, approve the cement sewer use fee for July 1, 2021 to December 31st, 2021 in the amount of $297.75 per unit.
Motion
by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next one. Adoption of amendment map plan and report for the Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District and scheduling for a public hearing under law Article 12.1. That's quite a lengthy resolution, so
yeah.
I'm going to skip a lot of the whereases and maybe be therefore resolved. That the town board hereby accepts a 2021 amendment map plan and report prepared by the Delaware Engineering DPC and dated April 27, 2021, and having been prepared in conformance with the section 209H of the town law 2012-A. Copy of the map report as amended shall be available for public inspection at the office of the town clerk in Catskill Town Hall at 4:39 p.m. Catskill, New York, during regular town hall business hours. Three, public hearing for the proposed increase of the maximum amount of expended by $250,000 from $14,100,000 to $14,350,000 for improvements in the Leeds Jefferson Heights. Sewer district shall be conducted on July 6, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. Town Hall, Catskill, 439 Main Street, New York, by order of the town board as described in the notice of public hearing incorporated herein by reference. This resolution shall be taking effect immediately. Need a motion? Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Okay, so here's the answer. Where's my mechanical? And what I'm going to work that down. They sent that out in an email, the mechanical for the air conditioning. Now, copies here, that's a little bit spending that money and all that stuff, but okay, here we go. So we got the Ashley Mechanical to redo the rooftops. One unit came in at $19,900, and a lot of them wanted this price out of York because we got all the framing work out there, so you don't have to do a lot of additional work on the roof. So, you know, anyway, they wanted to disconnect controls like everybody else, but set it up. Crane lift and such like that, dispose of the existing unit, reconnect gas controls, lines, voltage, and all that kind of stuff. So the lead time to get it, which is, I think, could be scary with everything and everybody, is 10 weeks from the date of signing. I mean, they came in at $19,900, but he kind of asked what was wrong with it. I mentioned that we had a $2,500 repair. He thought the units were still serviceable, and if, again, at the price that they came in, or I think $2,400 would be a serviceable, something that we could look at. So that's a situation with Ashley Mechanical.
Well, we can replace both units with family dams for...
It was Ashley, I'm so sorry.
Family dams, be both units there.
34.6.
And if we did the other one, I think they're really saying it would be 18 and change. I think they've got a print error there. If you're installing one at a time, I think you'd have to divide that 36.8.
Yeah, that's not your crane twice.
Right, so the big, you know, so basically one, you know, two is 34, and I think it probably, I think.
So they're quite cheaper than the two of
them. I think they got that. There's no way they can come in.
Well, that's an official, they have to. That's their held by
that. Oh, they're not.
I think the two, I think they can do two for 35, but then. independent, you know, I think because the crane comes in twice, I think they would come in, if you did one, I think they would be 18,000 and change if you use the crane. Because I think that's the one time is a miss, not correct, in my opinion.
No, I'm saying
if you wanted two of them in there, it would cost you 34,000 and change.
Do any idea how? They're both the same age, so what's to say the other one's not going to break next year?
I agree. If I was going to put them up there, I think I'd want to put the twins up there. And
be done with
it? I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, it depends on, again, it depends on how much money we want to spend. And can we buy? I mean, the guy down in Kingston felt that we spent this 25. I mean, it's 2,500 that we can get another 5 years after, you know, looking at that unit. I've only been here a year and a half, and I can tell you we've got solid roof. I mean, that's what's scary. Because it seems like they have a lot of mechanical breakdowns with their air brake.
Every year there's something. Every year they come to service, and 2 weeks later.
I'm doing this
because they're up there.
Every year they come to service, 2 weeks later they're here to fix something.
Yeah. I think it's worth 2,500. And I think the other thing is that, or. Dale was the cheapest right here, which was, he came in at a decent price, but it was good that we had to do that. I mean, if he can do that for that number, I would at least throw him up there, but I don't know, when we spoke, and that was a month ago. He was only able to find one unit.
Did he provide spec for that unit that was comparable to the other guys?
He's got a 5-ton down there. I mean, we can double check that too. And then on Family Dance, he's got a replacement times two of a rooftop unit. So Family Dance has got a 5-ton, and that does compare out to.
Is that what you were reported to?
And Dale's got a 5-ton, one gas line, one electric line, curb adapter, crane service, garbage removal. I mean, when I talked to Ashley Mechanical, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't really know all the answers to that, what do you want? So I think in Family Dance they have a couple other things. I guess immediately there's like a sensors you can put in there if there happened to be a fire in the unit that could work. There's a little more.
Those are required now.
But Ashley asked me if you want. I said whatever. I said you're respect. You know the ins and outs of that. I said I'm that's kind of my pay grade or my league as far as that goes. So I mean, yeah. I mean, locally, if you did two, if you double that up, you're still coming in.
Only $2,000-$3,000 more than one unit with the other guy.
Yeah, right. We talked to the LLC, what's his lead time on it? I mean, I think it's all about lead time.
Let's agree to two. We'll say one needs to be done as soon as possible, but he's going to save money by having a crane here and being able to put two.
Well, we're going to save $1,000.
Yeah.
Basically on the crane. So do we want to drop
it? Well, does he have to do New York?
What's that?
Does he have to do, can he get something else?
I think he wants to do York. That's the other guys want to do York because you got framework up on the roof.
Yeah, right.
As we go to a different unit, then you're going to have more structural problems out on that roof. But that way, now they get the same unit, it bolts right in where it was. There's a lot less things to go wrong and a lot less money. So they want to go to York because we have.
What year were they broken?
2007.
That ain't too bad. Because he thought they were maybe 15 years old. So 10 is not, they're not that old.
Yeah, that's 15
years. 15 years.
Yeah,
what do you think that's life expectancy? I mean, Dale thought that we should do it. I spoke with him. But again, we want to do two of this. I mean, we can talk about it. We can authorize one up.
Yeah, I would say we should do the one for now.
Because otherwise, we got another 10, another $11,000 that we're going. And as Mike said, that A fund is where we need the most help. And I mean, you have 30,000 in contingency, but we're only in June. We're going into July, so it's
nothing else.
We got another 6 months.
Well, the other unit will probably break once the new one gets up there.
Well, the good news is Liz and Kirsten went out and bought a four-base portable. I'll tell you, it's doing a decent job.
We can put it in the supervisor's office afterwards.
Why is that key?
When Matt brought one in from home, he hooks it up, and it was nice to swell when it was a little too hot. Cool in there when he got done. But the other issue, the windows are shot, so that top projects, I mean, once we get through some of these projects, I think we've got to start prioritizing what
that money should sit.
That's what the bonds is talking about.
So I need a 38 and a half inch rod or a piece of wood so I can walk the window up and then I can use it. Which is okay. But yeah, I mean, once I get through here, I mean, I'll start working on that and get some more RFPs out on the building. It would be nice to know, especially out here. I mean, that, you know, for Main Street. Why we're gonna did this? You talked to the village on the flag?
I talked to Patrick and he gave me the site to purchase it.
Do I just have
to notice that
I want that to look better?
I mean, that's to do this front part, that's easy.
That's easy.
Put out the RFP just to paint the front. Well,
and those
apparently too. No, but I'm just saying, you at least get this front going.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. And Matt will help me with that. He, you know, he said he could write up some specs for us. You know, see, that was his building. And he basically he almost kind of gave us an idea of where we should be.
Because we can use that money for that too.
It's all
specifically
in the back
for
wall?
The rear, for the back wall.
The bond was specifically for the rear wall, or was it for tower wall?
I think it's the rear wall.
Rear wall.
So, I got a couple of guys.
But we can
talk about it. We can pay it back and take a new one.
We can do the fact.
What's the rear?
We're not bonding.
He just told him we had too much bond.
We already know it.
He wants to get more.
Yeah.
No, but we already, do you understand what I'm saying? We already own the money.
Yeah, and you
so we pay that off,
and
the interest rate's lower now.
It's still a debt.
It's still the same amount of money we owe.
How much is the interest rate on the bond we got?
I don't know. That's what I'm
saying. I mean, if it's 3%,
well, we did that 5 years ago.
So yeah, if it's 3%, we can look at. If there's
you're talking. I think it was 5 years ago, or 6 years ago.
I mean,
it's not changing here.
That's
6 years.
Yeah.
The interest rate's higher than that.
That's got to be able to pay off.
Well, no, because I think the balance of it.
Yeah,
really. The balance of it was over. Yeah. If you pay off 250, you know, you only have maybe 200 left to pay, so it will decrease. If you're borrowing more money, yes.
Right. What I'm saying is if we're paying 3% on that money we never used,
right.
If we can pay that off and take a new one,
right.
That makes more financial sense than still paying on that one that we never used.
So, yeah. We should either. We should spend the money or
pay it off. Even before spending the money, if the interest rate's half of what it was,
then we should be financing it.
Yeah.
And include the whole building, and not just the back.
Right, and get what we can get and get it done. Right. And that's the key, is get started. We have enough money to get the whole thing off. That's the $1 million question. It might
estimate.
Well, I got a couple of Mason guys that will look at this foundation. I mean, I just don't know what the numbers are. I really don't know.
That's going to be a prevailing wage. It's going to be a minority organization.
It's also going to be
unless you get a sole provider
person.
I got two sole providers that are Macy's.
Well,
there you go.
We got to put it out to bid.
That's right. There's two of them. So what else we got? So we, just because we talked about that. Senior Center, we're on target with that on July 6th. Talk to Patrick a little bit about it. I don't know if the village, you know, and the town can get together and kind of get some paving done on Academy Street. I mean, it's brutal.
It's going
to
be done.
It's going to get done. That would be a nice addition to have for when we open up. Or anytime would be a nice addition, to be honest. We're just striping. I don't know if we can get a price just to stripe it in that a little bit.
Well, do you
or do we want to get a price on ceiling, I think, is going to be expensive again. You know, if we had to strike it in house, I think we can do it. You know, with the walk.
Well, we can do it in Rochester with the village.
County has one of those.
Yeah,
so does the village.
The real one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they can strike that senior center, it would be great. Because I mean, the blue paint's so faint. You know, we open up there, not even hardly know where to paint.
The village does all the parking spots on Main Street themselves. So.
Between the village and the county, we can get something together.
Have to contact the village president.
Whatever you think's best. Landscaping, I think we can probably do that in house. Things get a little better up there as far as, you know, workload. So they can put some new landscaping.
Keystone. It's twos and threes washed Riverstone, like what Stewart's did when we just put down Dungeons. It's cheap.
Yeah. I mean, they got some cheap. Nicer stuff for a
tandem load from the Dungeons, like $800.
So, and I think we could probably put that down to rescue squad too. So I think we would all try to look into that. I don't know if one of the things a load in or somebody, but I can get it.
I have a asking the people to help us. I asked, I was went around the red school and it dawned on me that the guardian the cultivated castle has been talking about doing primaries outside the room for a long time.
Right.
And I'm wondering if they could do something against schoolhouses.
I mean, I'm dealing with a girl at the cemetery right now.
I was just going to say, you mentioned connecting them to the cemetery, too.
Oh, good.
I was at the last meeting you said that.
Okay. I mean, some people, I heard it, like, I don't know, if they wanted to do village, even if they did the rescue squad building, would be good.
Yeah, they've offered.
Have they? I don't know what happened.
What about the stuff in the play, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They want that tree gone.
I don't know. We'll get that tree out of there. They want that out?
I'll
get Billy on there right away. Who, if we want to, you want us to just put this landscapers
the tree? Consult the tree council?
Well, that's the thing. We have to go through the tree council.
Not if it's them.
We can take the phone calls.
We gotta call somebody to cut a tree down.
You gotta consult the tree council.
Good village.
Can you take care of it for me? You live in, I'm not in the village that much. Somebody, you have contacts with the village. Can you take care of that?
Doesn't matter.
Because otherwise, somebody might make a mistake if I send them down there. I'm going to have a problem. Who's in charge of that?
Hudson Tower.
Yes, no.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, if you ask them if it's okay, take a picture of Tomlin's dad. George wants to have it. I know somebody else wanted to replant it or something like that.
They wanted to replant it at the Beatty Powers house. But then I was like, how are we going to get it up there?
They can do whatever they want.
Who's going to dig it out? How are we going to get it up there?
The tree council's got to figure that out. Well, if they want the tree, they've got to figure out how they're going to get it there.
Or I thought you just said
tell me how we're going to donate the tree. Can you have it out of here a month?
I thought you said
it's
dead.
It looks dead.
It's easier if we donate the tree than we got to worry about it. Then we ain't gonna ask them even to cut it down. Alright, so you're ask about somebody to cut that tree down or if somebody wants it, but it does. So I think maybe we'll try it in-house, try to put our own landscape tree down and bring some peace on it. Just do it that way. It's kind of ambulance on it, is it?
He can do a mock-up, so we can get that, but the replacement, the lights and the new vinyl for the sign. It was what, 3,500, right? 3,500.
No, but I thought we talked about
with
the
LED.
Just lights hanging over.
Yeah, the gooseneck.
The gooseneck lights hanging over the town walls.
That would be nice. I mean, if we could get it. I mean, George has another guy. I think we should obviously keep this guy in there too, because the number's going to get there, so having a couple of quotes is probably going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought we were just going to do a solid sign and just put three gooseneck lights shining down.
I like that better, just because I think we're past the day.
Well,
the
talk to George then about the electricals, because that sign's in that brick.
Well, that sign's
all wired up and everything like that.
Getting electric, but then we might have exposed conduit type of things. But it is what it's the industrial look. It might look nice, especially with the tree. It's a tree right in the front of the building. But anyway, so getting back to Cultivate Catskill, if we're going to get those guys involved, or are you just going
to do it? We can send a letter of request to Ms. Palmer and see if they'd be interested.
Well, Teresa's part of it.
Oh.
You going to start it? Is that something that's going to fall on the town clerk?
I can send a letter, no problem. I have Shelley's email.
I mean, I would be interested too, even if they can do senior center. It's not a beautification for everybody to see. But
I don't know if they would do that, because they're the ones that have told us it looks awful.
It does. It looks a little better, but it still looks awful.
They've gone and they have done work there before, but they can't do like the big work.
The big lots.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe we're just better for all landscaping material.
Well, or we could say we're going to supply some help to work with them. Can they direct where we should plant stuff? And
I mean, I looked at somebody. I mean, I looked at the end of the four rooms or whatever. I mean, they had a professional. I mean, you know, if we can just say, hey, that's what, you know, an azalea bush, maybe put one. You know what they told me?
Well, that's what Stories used to do, but Stories isn't doing any outfalls.
You know what they told me when I got into the post office in 2000? I said, I want them things wide open for all kinds of plants in there, you know, with the real estate. And I said, you're not going to be here forever. That thing's going to 2.5 feet, and we're putting pea stone, we're putting material, we one plant around because I know exactly what the hell it's going to look like. So it's just, you know, it still looks crisp and clean, but, you know, you just got stone there, and that's it. It's not beautiful, but it's better.
Right, because you got somebody weeding all the time and water.
It's a mess.
And the black out of all.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what looks good? JJ's right down here at the Main Street.
Yeah.
All they got is black mulch in there, no plants.
Well, she's got a lot of black plants in the back.
But the perimeter looks clean. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway.
That works.
All right. Fencing. Roma, I don't think he's overly. Sorry, we'll do it. Let's see. I'll give you the price and I can forward this one to you. So, Romo fence just came in. Tanacasco, Jefferson Heights to install us 600 feet, which is really, because it comes in 600-foot roll, so it's usually like 570. 12-inch hot galvanized chain link fence, outfield with line post, and 3-inch stainless steel thermal post, foul posts, and top middle rail, all posted concrete, existing fence to be moved by the town. He's coming in all labor and material at $38,000. If you want to add a bottom rail, it's another $38,000. So he's coming in around $42,000. I'll forward you that. Let's see if I can get it.
This probably comes down to guys that have the stuff in stock versus guys that have to buy current market prices.
I think it came over. It doesn't. So that was Roma. So it was around 38 and change plus another 38 for the bond. Albany fencing. They came in 36,550. And actually in there is a new fence and they have continuous top rail, mid rail, and bottom rail, so I have that highlighted. And they're 9-inch galvanized commercial stainless steel 28 frame framing.
Theirs does look like the foul poles though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they're not that expensive.
Right, I saw the one quote said the additional two foul poles were about $3,800. It was broken down.
And that was, so anyway, they came in at $36,550. A&C fencing, they're coming in at $19,500, and then we're gonna, if you add more into there, there's $2,800. I'll have to reconfirm this, but I only spoke to her like a week ago. And they're doing that. You know, they're quoting it at $552 because that's the actual number. But they said some said they still charge you for that extra because it's a roll. You know, that's how it works. So, you know, they might have some left over. And the foul poles, let's see, 2 3x20 foul poles option is 800 apiece if you throw that in. So that's 60. So that's not, a, you know, again, the other. revenue didn't do that. So anyway, the, if these numbers hold true, they're coming in at $22,750. And then on top of that, we do know that Ed DuPont and his league has $77,500 in grant money. So that brings it down to $15,250. And I did talk to Jeff Dodich. He didn't really know what his number was, if it was five. And he did, you know, again, I think we'll have to look at what his grant states. He's committed to $3,000 at least. So that would bring it down to $13,000. If he's going to really give us or contribute to the grant the whole, because he wanted to use some of that for uniforms and other items. And again, that's up to him how he wrote his grant, what is permissible. So anyway, so if he got $5,000, that brings the whole project down to roughly $10,000.
That's cool.
And so then really we are supposed to be not more than, you know, $5,000. And again, if we put the post on, so we're probably not going to be any more than $7,000. You know, even if we do a few of these little ads on and put the plastic on, we're not going to be more than $7,500. So.
And what's the time frame on these guys?
She's telling me they had an opening in August. So she said, and she said, you know, and it won't. So she's saying it done
a lot of that price in, because I'm telling you, the price is going to go up.
And then,
it sounds like we should get a quote from them for the permanent fence and panel.
We just put one up a week ago, or right in the morning. No, that's. I don't realize we don't have five kids. If we don't have any more money,
they can't use the leftover roll.
But I mean, again, and again, these Mike Dulich used them before when he was at Babe Ruth, and they use them. So it's a decent company from.
No, they just have to provide us with insurance and all that stuff, and it's good to go.
When does Sean have time to remove the fence? Because it's paving
season. These guys, meaning DuPont, they would like to get it done in August. However, they're not using that field except for weekends with this high school ball in September. So if they got in on Monday and got out of there by Friday, necessarily we could possibly push it till September. What I would highly to do for us, if they can, we're putting a lot of money down there. And I don't know if the county can help or if we got to hire a little bit out of there, but I would like to try to cut back some of the trees. I mean, why that fence is down, it would be kind of hurtful, you know, to put that kind of money out, have a beautiful looking
tree. But you're resting now because they're busy.
And I would like, you know, so if they can do something for us in August, and again, Ed's working on some volunteerism too. I mean, and I think the cemetery grads will help take it down. He's claiming Mike Buich had volunteered his time to help take that fence down as a volunteer.
But you're getting a machine.
Right, Mike's got that stuff. He's got, you know, skid steers and all that on his farm.
Yeah, so opportunity.
Right. So we do have. I'm not really worried about getting it down, but I mean, I think where we can use the municipalities is get some of that treaty work. I think that's important to us. All right. So anyway, I guess we can make a motion at the town that we would pay more than $7,500, you know, towards the fencing and getting this our share in part.
Okay, let's look at it.
Motion by Jared. Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion so carried. Thank you. I think it's, and I'll make that a call first thing tomorrow because it's a nice number. Yeah. I'll be honest, when I got that first quote, I thought the whole project. We hit the wall. So that's where we are with that. All right, you know, I think we're.
Tractor.
Let's talk tractor. Oh, you know, if you want to talk lift, I got that stuff too. Yeah,
come on.
Highway lift. So I got another guy going to come look at it if you want. You know, it's tomorrow. I mean, he's going to come today, but tomorrow. I'm not saying the guy can fix lifts or anything. He's a lift salesperson. He's the same type as.
Is he certified?
He's at Mr. Park. I've been online. You know, lift inspectors. He's certified just like the total tool. He does the same thing. He's just a little bit more holistic. I mean, it's worth a shot to see what they have to say about it. If they can put a new hydraulic piston in there.
What's the chains, actually?
It's
whatever. Chains are
straight. He might be down there tomorrow. I thank God because I had something. I couldn't really get that into my schedule to that out there. So, I mean, I think it's worth a shot. I mean, I'm not against it. You know, I'm not putting anybody in the safety risk thing.
tracking.
No, I mean, the lift, so you want to get into that already? Or you want to
look at it.
You,
know,
you want to lift that, and then we'll push that off for, until the next meeting.
We can't push too far, because it's we can't do service on the ambulances. We can't.
Well, we can, but he's jacking on the crawl underneath him.
Which is
and
twice
he's
the
by himself.
Then he's by himself. He's got two mechanics to watch each other.
Right. So, I mean, that's stuff that happens.
I mean, if this guy finds out that we can actually get this one fixed, then we're going to fix.
I have 6 my scanner in about 3 weeks. I'm kind of like, I can't scan my 4.
I think we have 3 or 4 quotes for different ways.
Yeah, we got Mohawk and
a couple of
there's another, and Mac Tools had one.
Whatever. Did you get a quote on that 4 holes?
Yeah, that's the 34,000.
Yeah, that's 30, yeah.
And that's 30 ton, right?
Yeah.
No, 60 ton.
60 ton.
And I swapped the jacket. He's got that cross member in it, so like a
no, we're talking about a set different. We're talking about the 4-collar portable.
Yeah, so am I. But you can buy an attachment on that, so it's got a crossbar, so you don't have. So that way, you want to free your front tires up. You don't have.
Yeah, I think that was included.
So you'll lift that up, and you can take the tires off the day.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing he felt that he may or may not need is the snowplow bracket that you get on. Like he said, it's 2 pins.
Well, I mean, if we need that, and we find that we need, we can always order that.
So
Jack,
he said we could take that. Let's see what happens. We can make that purchase if it need be in 2 weeks.
And again, that would, we would finance that, so we wouldn't have the payments on next year.
Right. So, and that would really show up more as a, you know, in a different line. Because, you know, it's not a issue to the bottom line.
Yeah.
All right, so that we're gonna push that one up the list until the next meeting. Go ahead, Patrick.
So we have a Case tractor, which is a 1990, I believe. Has been down. The total value of the truck is like $6,000, repair is $60 by $1 to get it fixed. So Sean would like to buy a new tractor. Because of everything that's going on, he can't get a full tractor and mower combo right now. The one that we were looking at sold. The closest one's in California, and they said it's probably 3 months to get here-ish. But he found one without a mower for $52,679. It's an enclosed cab, 4-wheel drive, so he can use it all year round. He believes that he'll be able to utilize the old mower attachment, but he's stressing that is just a band-aid that they had in place. We bought it used.
Yeah.
It's not going to last forever. So if a mower comes up, we should buy one.
The problem is you can't get one.
I know. That's the thing. I think he contacted 4 or 5 different salesmen. They're looking for it. Amos or Alamo. He's waiting for a phone call back from the salesman.
I mean, that's a problem with the whole world, to be honest.
Yep.
I mean, I think we're going to run into that even up on our rooftop.
Sure. Yep.
I mean, I think, you know, why I'm going to talk a little bit. Well, the only thing is, I mean, I'm for the tractor. I mean, but our employees that I've talked to in other towns, ideally they're telling me that it would be nice if we had that alongside. I mean, we can, you know, talk to the guy. But they're saying they would like the unit to be more of a power takeoff, you know, coming off the side midship of that, so that they're not twisted and looking back at that motor all day long. I don't know if that's logical thinking or not, so I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, because there's something they're twisted in the seawall that, you know, if they're going to be out there for 8 hours mowing, they're twisted, their necks turn the other way, and they're looking behind them.
Is he going to use this for anything other than mowing? Why not go with the side mounted one instead of the rear mounted?
It's safer.
Because you can't get one. He said the side mounted one, you're over $9,000. Huh?
Yeah. We can get,
and it's an 18-foot boom, so it is coming out and over. You won't have to turn.
It's not being driven.
It's on the side.
It's going to still be behind the rear wheel, right? It's not going to. You're going to be able to look out of that cab and look to your right and see that boom.
Yeah,
you think it's going to go forward that much?
Yeah, 18 feet. This is you're thinking of the one that drives behind you.
No.
They make side mounted for
mowers.
And there's something else that Sean said, that the side ones wear out that part of the tractor a lot quicker because you have all that
weight.
I'd rather not wear out the employee.
Yeah. And it goes back to what I said to you on the phone, is this goes back to the same argument you can have between automatic and standard transmission.
Right.
You know, if this is Sean's department, if this is his call, if this is what he wants to get.
And so I agree with the day-to-day management or anything. That's definitely the highway, so, you know, that's how he runs it. But, I mean, I'm not saying I want to do that, but if it's not the right thing to do, if you think it's the right thing to do, and Jared thinks it's the right thing, and Paul thinks it's the right thing, and, you know, and everybody else does, then we should buy it. But if you think somebody's making a mistake, that doesn't mean we should allow them to make a mistake.
Oh, I agree.
Because, I mean, you know, we're only going to be here a certain amount of my rules thing is we're all passing through. You know, I mean, so, and then, you know, some guy, you know, the young kid there, Chad, he might be on that machine 15 years from now. You know, that's my argument. It's just, is it the right piece? I mean, I'm not afraid to spend the money. I'd be honest with you, if the right piece of equipment costs us $20,000 more, I'm okay with it. You know, because to me, it's going to be a 10 or 15 year piece of equipment.
The problem is we can't get that one right now. We have to get one that we can use our own mower.
Right. I mean, again, I don't know what is on it, but like I said, just if we could plan, you know, to be honest with you, last year in budget season, we were talking about a loader, and I think if we really reflected back, I think most of us were somewhat aware that mower should have been prioritized last year. We could have had. So
what, the other mower replace the other mower?
That's what I mean.
That was new.
The John Deere.
We could replace the John Deere, and that was new with the side of
it. And with that, I mean, from what I understand from...
Adam's getting the same thing that Sean just ordered. Or Sean wants to get. He talked to John Deere today.
But they got side mounted ones up there right now, don't they?
Nope. It's the same thing. From what Sean said.
I've never seen that in mindset. I've talked to But if you guys think that's the way, I mean, we should do it. I mean, what do you think?
I couldn't tell you because I've never operated from the side.
Well, I know.
But I've seen the side and I've seen the rear. So what the advantage of this
man? You drive like this. That's all. I mean, it's not that. You're not sitting like this all day.
Well, I know I drove. Why would you stop over behind it? I'll tell you one thing.
Well, yeah, because
I think you're a power team. It sucked.
That's
And, you know, you should be looking a little bit ahead of you when you guys operate. And it's, I mean, before they had them, that's the way life was. I mean, but if we could make things better for our employees, it's the way to go.
It's a step up because it's in a closed cab. Right now, everything we have is open.
And air conditioning. And then you got as long as it's not a
car.
And you think, and when you get in that cab, you're going to be able to see that attachment on the fan up there. It's not going to be like a blind spot with a column down there. It's all open.
Yeah. They'll be weird. And plus, you'll be able to articulate the head, the mower head, so you can see it. You can bring it in and out.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, something about a 3-point hitch or something, but I don't really care about all that.
Yeah.
That doesn't really...
We have an old mower attachment that's got that he thinks should work on this one.
Well, that's over there now, you mean?
That was from the old...
Yeah.
It's another attachment for the case.
The arm.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it back there the other day.
It is. But I mean, if that.
I mean, like I said, the other tractor would have been underpowered even for that.
Oh, yeah.
That we were using that kind of helped it.
Yeah.
You know.
So. And the tractor's 31 years old. So everything wears out over time.
So where is this tractor with kids?
Albany. He can have the tractor tomorrow. It's the mower.
But the other mower is going to work.
He hopes. It's a case. And
regardless, we still need the mower.
We need a tractor.
Yeah. And a mower.
We need a mower, right? So,
but at least take the tractor now.
And then
one of the attachments we have will work on it.
Right. Because we gotta get the
Because if you wait, you're not going to get the mower.
No.
You're not going to get the tractor.
We have a lot of tall grass.
You're not going to get the tractor, period.
The other one that we had a quote for was $97,000.
What's this thing cost us?
$54,000.
But how much is a mower?
He said on the high side,
22, I think.
On the high side, 24. But the one that they're looking for
is 22. How many? How width is it? Like 22, 3
6
feet? 6 feet?
6 feet.
Why? And that arm?
And 18.
I mean, they're nice to have. There's no doubt about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, you go down M Buff, you go down all of our town roads, and they're all caving in with foliage.
Right.
I mean, it's not a worker's fault. We just don't have.
Right, and really, what we should, like I said, we got to make sure it's utilized. I hope that any man, whatever, man, add up and up. I mean, we've said that if we get the equipment, the place should, like I said, you know, all winter long, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it should be out almost every day as long as we don't plow.
Exactly.
Motion
to purchase. Second. Anybody second the motion to buy the tractor?
Second.
Well, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion carried. Yeah, we're gonna just a couple of personnel items that we gotta clean up, and then we're gonna have to come back out though to make a motion on the hiring. So
motion to go to executive discussion, we'll discuss hiring to approve the town hiring. We will come back out of executive and continue the meeting.
Motion?
Seconds.
All right. All those in favor? Those against? Okay. We're going to executive.